Over the past several years, I've noticed a trend underway within Christianity that concerns me. Many who once saw the significance of Israel as a key sign we are in the last times now have changed their minds. They now believe the church is Israel. How can this be? If you're a Christian, you will understand the significance of Israel as God's chosen people. Well, perhaps I'm being a bit presumptuous. In the past, I would have assumed this to be the case. However, today, based on a current trend, many Christians who once believed the promises and prophecies found in the Old Testament for Israel were for Israel now have changed their views. Now this amazes me. How could this be? How is it possible to say when God inspired the prophets of the Old Testament to write down His word that God really didn't mean Israel? Doesn't this change the entire meaning of what God has said? How can sincere Christians who claim to believe in God and His word change His word? What is the purpose of this? The scenario I have just described is called replacement theology. The idea has been around for some time. For example, the Roman Catholic Church, in its endeavor to establish the kingdom of God here on earth, has always promoted the idea that the church is Israel. However, they're not alone. A very high percentage of evangelical Protestants also agree. They see the kingdom of God being established by the church as well. While many of them have not considered the Roman Catholic plan, at least not yet, I suspect they soon will. Now, you may be wondering, why would such an interpretation of the Bible, relegating Israel to a place in history and elevating the church to a position of power, be so popular now? Especially when the prophecies found in the Old Testament make it clear that God has a special plan for Israel. Well, I think I know. From what I read in the Bible, it seems apparent that Satan hates God's chosen people. The devil can read God's word, and he also knows what God has said about blessing those who support His people. Listen as I read from Genesis what God told Abraham. "And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." There are key political players in the world who hate Israel. In fact, they would like to wipe Israel off the map. Now, this I can understand. It's in the Bible. What I cannot understand is the fact that there are those who profess to be followers of Jesus who would like to do the same thing. They want to reinterpret what God has said and replace Israel with the church. I believe this is dangerous. It is also a sign we are in the last times. The world and the church are being inspired by the one who deceives the whole world.